Good afternoon, you're listening to Verum Sports, and we are lucky to be joined on the line by one of the great fulcrums of good here in St Albans, one of the mighty Saints infrastructure, does a lot of things for the Saints community, and his alter ego, if you would, is Sammy the Saint, no less. It's the mighty Phil Coates. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Excellent. And Phil, I tell you what, before we get rocking and rolling, I just want to again remind you and pledge out there that in the next couple of 3 weeks, month max, I'll be signing up and committing to a marathon again in aid of prostate cancer. I look forward to that. I'll get my walking boots dusted down.
Good, good. We'll look forward to seeing you on the walk again.
It's a few months hence, so hopefully, yeah. But for here and now, so much I want to chat to you about, just briefly, because it is important that we remain positive in difficult times. But as much as we love following the Saints, as much as you do great things, just generally, it's a somber day, I feel, today, isn't it, for the Saints community. With reality TV star, just 27 years of age, Michael Thalassiotis, ex-Saint, a couple of adventures with the St Albans City Football Club tragically took his life just recently. I know the Saints community are rallying behind that today, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. We're paying a tribute to him. There will be a minute's applause before the game. We've also got a collection for local charities, Youth Talk, and It's Okay to Say, both mental health charities, which I'd like to think it would help people who are in or were in Michael's situation. So, yes, we'll be thinking of him today, and hopefully the team will honour him by a good win as well.
Yeah, here's hoping. Again, it does put everything into its proper context. A man with the world at his feet, at least so it would seem. But the Saints are still dreaming of a playoff berth. Only in the ever-crazy Vanarama League South. Honestly, Phil, I've been covering this for three-odd years now. I should know. But it doesn't cease to amaze me how tight it can be. And Saints, like I say, start in 10th, a mere four points off that crucial 7th spot currently held before a ball was kicked by Billericay Town. Again, it's so many other teams in contention, but it's nice in this business end of the season that the dream is very much still alive, isn't it?
Yes, I think there is still a reasonable chance. We've got some games coming up that's going to be a challenge. We've got people who are trying to avoid the drop. We've got other people who are also trying to get into the playoffs to play. So I think it's going to be difficult. We unfortunately had a couple of bad injuries in the last couple of games. So. Just this week, re-signed one player, and a new player has joined the club just before the window closes for signatures. So, yeah, we're hoping that we can get some wins under our belt and get into playoff contention.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, here on Verum Sport, we follow the Saints every single week. The dream is still alive. Ian Rogers is going to be with you all afternoon as they tackle Gloucester City today. Gloucester, as you say, in a relegation dogfight. Saints still dreaming for the playoffs. It's going to be an exciting one, no question about it.
But just
moving on, though, Phil, because, as I say, referenced right at the kick-off of this conversation, that I'm looking forward to in September time, donning those walking boots, doing another marathon in aid of prostate cancer. And I know that you already are gearing up, so to speak, not just for that marathon in September time, but in June for the ever popular cycle from London to Amsterdam. How's preparation going for that?
Yeah, quite well. We still need we've got a bit of fundraising that we need to do on that. We've got 22 people signed up now, which is an incredible total. It's still one of the highest amongst all the teams that are taking part, because it is a ride which you do as part of your football club, which could be Arsenal's or Manchester United or St Albans, and we're up there amongst the teams with most riders, and hopefully again we'll managed to raise quite a lot of money and awareness at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. It has kind of grown exponentially, hasn't it? When it was originally, it was almost just you on your bike kind of representing, but it's gathered momentum. You mentioned Arsenal there, and an ex-Arsenal ledger, I think we're bringing in as a ringer again, Alan Smudger-Smith involved.
Yeah, unfortunately this year he isn't. I can't do it this year, but I'm sure he'll be willing us on and thinking of us as we head over to Amsterdam. And rather strangely, the night that we meet up on the 6th of June is actually the England game against Holland. So if we manage a good win against Holland in the European nations, I'm not sure how welcome we'll be once we get to Amsterdam on the 8th.
I'm sure there'll be a great atmosphere, and it's all in aid of a great cause. It still shocks me, and I know the great work that you do and lots of other people do will improve this, but it kind of remains the case, give or take. Every 45 minutes, a man will, die of prostate cancer. As obviously a massive fan of sports, every time I hear the ref's whistle at half-time, I kind of give a shudder these days, if that makes sense. So it is an amazing cause that you're doing great things for. Phil, again, I know there's still about 3 months until the big old ride. I know you're already getting that support building. Where can we learn more information? And most importantly, gather you that critical support.
Well, certainly in terms of fundraising, we've got Just Giving page. There's a team Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/teams/ St Albans City Football Club. Bit of a long one, but I think if you just put in St Albans City on Just Giving, go to our page. My own one is justgiving.com/fundraisings/PhilCoates2, and Phil with two L's.
Just fire that past us one more time, Phil.
Right, okay. I'll give you the team one because you can choose out the team. So it's justgiving.com/teams/ St Albans City Football Club.
Fabulous. And, like I say, I'll be supporting that. I know lots of members of the Radio Valley community will be. And I'll look forward to donning those aforementioned dusty walking shoes in September, all in aid of a wonderful cause. Phil, it's always a pleasure to chat to you. Are you donning the Sammy the Saint outfit this afternoon?
I won't be this afternoon. We've got an incredible amount of youth teams coming down. We've got two Sandridge Rovers teams, one St Albans City youth, and then we've got a penalty competition as well between Bernard Heath and Coney Heath School. So yes, there's a lot going on, so I don't think and yes, if anybody does want to be Sammy the Saint, I'm looking for somebody to come on as substitute for me, I think, for next season.
Well, listen, good luck with that, and good luck with all that you do, Phil. You're a genuine pillar of goodness in our mighty community. Again, I look forward to supporting you in my own little fashion, and it's always a pleasure to chat to you on Verum Sport. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Just one other thing quickly, Tony. I would say that you could still sign up for the cycle ride, but only just, and you can contact me through the football club or the walk, of course, which are the London walks on the 8th of September, which is West Ham, Charlton, Millwall, Arsenal, Spurs ground. So you get a chance to see quite a few different football grounds and probably meet a few stars on the way.
I think Mr. Stelling is involved in that. Well, I don't know about that. But I will be certainly involved in that walk for sure. And I know lots of listeners will be very much keen to offer you support and potentially add to our 20-odd man strong squad already. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good luck to the Saints today. And as always, Phil, I sincerely salute you for all the great work you do.
Oh, thank you. And thanks very much for the support of Radio Verulam.
It's what we're here to provide, sir. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.